Okay, so we're back. We're up to the third Mida in Rosh Korver's Tomei Devora. And the third Mida is V'over Al-Pesha. He passes over sin, and not only does he pass over sin, but he cleanses us of the sin as the Tomei Devora is about to go into. So the Tomei Devora starts with the following. Zu Mida Gedola. This is a great Mida. Sharei Eina Mechila Al-Yidei Shliach. Mechila, when we are granted mechila for our sins, it doesn't come through a intermediary. Ella al yado mamish, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It mamish comes ayde HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is an unbelievable thing, as we'll discuss further in a minute. Kidiksiv, as the pasuk says, ki imcha haslicha. Right, we say this many times in the Yom Naram. Slicha, forgiveness, God, it's with you. It's not with any of the malachim. No one else has that power. Kadosh Baruch Hu, no one except for you. Maya slicha, what is slicha? Shurocheta avon. He, you know, the imagery here is he washes away the sin. He scrubs it away. Kedeksiv, imrachat Hashem es tzoas benos tzion. Right, as if God was washing off the dirt, the defecation that's covering the daughters of Zion, meaning Bnei Israel. V'chein ksiv, the pasuk says in God sprinkles upon us or throws upon us purifying waters. Over alpesha. That's what it means. God is an over alpesha. Sholeach meme rechitza over veruchet alpesha. He sends the cleansing waters, and he himself cleanses the sin. That's the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, before we get to the second half in terms of how we're supposed to emulate that in our lives, I thought some interesting ma'am komos. And this first half is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a Makos. Yerushalmi is like the Shaul. They asked. I don't know who the day is. They asked Shaul l'chachma. They asked wisdom. Chote mahu oncha. What is the punishment for a sinner? Amar lahem, chatom tirdof ra. The sins will chase him for bad. He'll be punished. He'll be onish. Shaul nevua. Shalom. You know, I stopped making copies of the Talmud Torah, but amidst Shalom.
And I would like to ask if it's okay if I'm here just for part of this year, because I'm going. I need to go to the funeral.
Of course. Of course. Here's the where the Mamma Koma's now. So we're discussing the Midah of Over Al-Pesha.
Oh, I see.
So, God himself cleanses and provides the Tara, not through a shliach, but a Kadosh Baruch himself. So as Yerushalmi and Makkos, Yerushalmi says, they ask Chachma, what is the owner, right, what happens to someone who sins? So they say, well, you know what's going to happen? The Chatom are going to chase him for evil. So Shalul Nevuah, they ask prophecy. Chote Mahu Oncha, what's the punishment for someone who sins? Amr Lahen, Hanefesh HaKotas, Hi Tomus. You're going to die. That's many Nevuahs like this. Shalul Kutcha Bricho, they ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chote Mahu Oncha. They ask God, Amar Lahen, Yaseh Tshuva V'Yischapela. Tshuva, you don't worry about anything else. Don't, no Misa, no Onch, just do Tshuva. That's what you should be doing if you're for a Chote. Based on this, Yerushalmi, as we'll see in a minute, Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin, sees many Svarim. So one of his Svarim is called Takanas HaShavim, and it's Sefer that discusses various aspects of Tshuva. So recently, this past Yom Naram season, so I was looking in the Sefer by Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher came out on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So there he has an essay discussing the following interesting shaila. He discusses the shaila as this. Why is it that if a person violates an avera that he's chayav misa for, so how come if he does tshuva, we don't give him misa? Person is b'chal Shabbos. He does tshuva. So we say tshuva is machaper for everything. Tshuva, machaper. If you did tshuva me'ava, maybe right, we say zedonos nasas kezachuyos, right? The sin becomes a mitzvah. You know, so why do we kill the person? That's the kasha. So he quotes, so you ever think about this?
It's a good question.
Not a bad question, right? So he quotes some people.
You know, we'll see. Based in Shalmata, how do we know?
Oh, so that's one of the suggestions. So he quotes two suggestions, he rejects them, gives his own suggestion, then he says, I was so happy that I found this suggestion afterwards in Rav Tzadok HaKohen's Takara Sashavim. So it's in Rav Asher Weiss too, Menachas Asher, but it's also right here. So this is in Simen Ches Oz Dalet. So this is V'ayin, Pligi Tanoi Gam Be'gzar Din D'yochid, Uliboiz Ema Ha'dematzlinan Aktim. Let's jump a little bit to the next sentence. Ach Mikol Makom. We say that davening always helps. But tshuva itself won't help. Okay, leaving aside, because this is a little bit in the context of a longer discussion. But he says, and this fits, whatever he was just saying now, this fits with the reason why I think that you don't, that tshuva doesn't help to save you from Mises Beis Din. And now in the parentheses, he quotes the two earlier sources, v'nod b'Yehuda, and the Shas and tshuva is nod b'Yehuda, kama simen lamed hey, kasav, the imkain, b'talta kolon shetorah in sham. Well, he says, it can't be true. Why? Because if it were true, then you would just erase all the onshin in the Torah. It just wouldn't exist because everyone would just do tshuva. So the note says, that's why. How do I know that tshuva doesn't work? Because if tshuva would work, then you'd erase that whole part of the Torah. So it can't be. V'enza maspik lazos dina below dina. V'en hakrayas onshin aleinu. He says, but that's not a good enough answer what the note gives. Maybe the Torah is there, but still we have to follow, you know. We shouldn't say, oh, because we have to give out onshin, so we don't accept the tshuva. Maybe we should accept the tshuva. And that which the Nod Behuda suggests, which he says, yeah, why is it that we have to mete out onshin? Because the onshin, this is an argument here in terms of capital punishment, to deter further crime. So he says, maybe the Nod Behuda says, oh, well, why do you have to kill people in Mechal Shabbos? Because it's going to show everyone else not to be Mechal Shabbos. He says, Enokin, that's not true. The Enokinish Bezdin, Ella Be'edim Hasra, Ve'enzem Matzur Kalkach. Because he says, the truth is that Mises Beis Din only happens if you have two Eidim, Hasra, and the Sanhedrin, Ha'orega, Sachas, L'sheva, Shana, Mikre, Chovlanis. The Mishnah says if a Sanhedrin kills someone once in 7 years, that's considered a bloody Sanhedrin. I mean, it's very rare occurrence, so you can't tell me the whole, it's such a deterrent. It happens once in 7 years. It's not going to deter anyone. Vim yeh hador paritz, hu tzorach shah, dover zen nimshu the Beis Din, la'anosh, Gam shalom in Torah, kamosha amru be'ivamos. And also, if it's a situation where the door is very parted, so there's a lot of sins going on, so then the Beis Din has the authority to, it's called makin va'onshin shalom in adin. They have the authority to mete out punishment in extreme circumstances to, you know, be migdar milsa, to protect the halacha in that generation. V'en onshin ha'Torah, miyud gomu milos, v'tzorach shah, ela shekach katzav ha'onesh ha'magi la'osofan. So when the Torah prescribes an onesh, it's something more unique, that onesh corresponding to that sin. None of this, it's to teach other people not to do sin. Ukishakibel onsho nischaper ukamosha amru kevin shalaka hare kachacha. And once the person receives that onesh, then he receives kapara. The Gemara says that once a person, unless he was chayav malchus, so once he receives the lashes, as soon as he walks out of there, even though he was a sinner before, now he's nechshav kachacha. He's like your brother, because he received kapara for his sin. When you hear in the Re'isi Be'ezin Sefer B'Sefer Rav Chida, then he quotes a second option where he saw in one of the Sefer Chida, the Chida wrote over 80 Svarim. So it's, you can't blame him for not remembering which one of the 80 Svarim he saw it in. So they sell now, it's called Sefer Chida, it's about 50 volumes. Looks like that on a shelf. It's Gevaldik. Anyways. So he says, I think I saw also in one of the Sefer Svarim of the Chida, B'Shem Achronim, Kasvu Atam, D'Shem Alo Shav B'Chol Lev, Rak, Irumi Marim Ne Pacharonish. So his far as no, because you just can't trust the guy. The guy sees you coming at him with a sword, you're gonna chop his head off. So of course I do tshuva. Maybe he's just tricking you. Maybe you don't know. That's what the Chida says. The Gamzein must be Khamiso Mimne Hasafik. But Rav Tzadok's not happy with this either. He says that's also not enough. Came in the name Shavem as Potter. Because the Chida is assuming that if you did do real tshuva, you're potter. It's just that we don't know if he did real tshuva. But if that were true, suffering nefashas lahaka ve'in lahamiso misveka shema marim. What do you mean? We have a cloud and suffering nefashas lahaka. Anytime we have a suffix in a capital case, so we're makil. So we can say, well, maybe you're tricking us, so we're going to kill you.
That doesn't make any sense. V'lo sha'akan kein lomar b'zeh ein safek tshuva motzi midei vaday chet, v'lo tzihal l'misa idei zeh, d'harei l'kula yesh lomar d'lo aminin kein k'mosh kasut tosus p'safim. And don't tell me that you have a situation where it's a safek tshuva versus vaday chet. So safek and vaday, we follow the vaday. So that doesn't really hold water here. So jump to the end of the paragraph. So what does he say here? V'al karchach ta tshuva afafi shemo ila, says no, really the truth is that tshuva works. But even though it works, Hainu Rak Mitzad Hashem Yisbarach Sheyodo Psuch LeKadal Shavim. Tshuva only works Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly the midah we're just reading in Torah Devorah for over Al Pesha. That's because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be Rochei Tzavon, to be over Al Pesha. Aval Mitzad HaChachma HaNefesh HaChotas Tomos. That's the Yerushalmi he's referring to, right? But Mitzad the Chachma and the Nefesh, the sinner has to die. Kamosha Amr B Yerushalmi Damakos. Meaning our perspective is the perspective of Chachma, so to speak. We have to view the world from human perspective. So it's not that your tshuva didn't help. It's that your tshuva did help. But nonetheless, we have a protocol to follow. You know, you have this Lahavdil, you have this even in Seknikor. You have people that are on, you know, death row or something, and they do tshuva and they feel terrible about what they do, and they do Mamasha 180, they become great people. But Lamaisa, we have a system, so it could be they could, you know, there's always last minute parties and this and that. But the point is as the dinim go, we have to follow the human din.
To say that it's just according to the protocol, that's not answering the question then. That's it. You're saying that the onesh is an integral part of the kapara for the individual.
Yes.
You're saying that tshuva, he is miskaper.
Yeah.
So it has to be more than just following the protocol. Saying that from a human perspective, it's more like...
Right, no, from a human perspective, he's still chayev.
From a human perspective, he's still chayev.
Exactly, because tshuva doesn't help legabe the human perspective. I think that's what Tzadok's saying.
It's a question of two different perspectives.
Right, exactly. Tshuva doesn't change anything legabe the human perspective. Even if in our perspective we see the person changed. But that, it doesn't change the chet. The tshuva didn't change the chet. The person might have changed. He might be a different person right now. But that doesn't change the chait. That doesn't gain him kapara for the chait from the human perspective. Right? I think that's what you're saying. I don't think you're saying anything different. Exactly. So I think it's a fascinating, the tzaddik was a fascinating piece in the Minchas Asher, but I think it ties in because, you know, it drives home this point that the Talmud Devar is saying about that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's unique about this midah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who's over Al Pesha. He's the one who's Roche Tzavonos from Klal Yisrael. Not a Shliach, not a Malach, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And I'll just quickly read the second paragraph in the Talmud Devorah, but he says the following. He says, because the way the Talmud Devorah is structured, he'll describe the Midah as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, and then he'll explain how we're supposed to imitate that Midah, V'halach Tavidracha. So it says, V'hine, Mamish Kedmozet, Tzarech Liyos Ha'adam. Exactly this a person has to strive to be. Shelo yomar v'chi ani metakein masha ploni chata o hishchis. A person shouldn't say, I have to clean up this guy's mess. This guy did a chait. This guy made a mess of a situation. I have to help him fix it. Lo yomar chach, don't say it. Shere ha'adam chote, people sin. V'akadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. Shelo ha'yidei shliach metakein es ma'osa v'roches tzoas avono. Because that's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at us and say, they sinned against me, I'm going to go help them? I have to wipe them off? Let them, halitani la rosh v'yom is the Gemara. Let them die in their own sin. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. And this last time we'll come back to in one moment. But it's really a phenomenal thing, what the Talmud is saying here, because it's saying, you know, people, you know, wrong us, and like people do things against us sometimes. So, Naniach, the earlier midos said we shouldn't get angry, right? We should be patient. We should offer them time to change, right? Those are the first midos. But now it's saying not only should we offer them time to change on their own, but we should pursue that. We should assist them. We have to reach out our hand to people who might have done something wrong against us and say, you know, maybe we could move past that. We could put that behind us. We could fix, we could repair the damage. Because that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does with us. That's a mila. That's really a mila. Because, you know, you look around this world and it's rare enough to find someone who's not going to get angry when someone does something wrong to them. But to reach this madrega of someone who's willing to move past it, overlook it, actively, not wait for them to come back. Not wait for the person who wronged me to come back to me. I'm going to pursue that person.
So it's important not to be overlooking it as a doormat. Because there's a person who's going to overlook it, who's just going to let themselves be treated like a doormat.
Yes,
which is not what he's talking about here either.
Right. I don't think he's
saying. The Chovas talks about that.
Right, a person should not be a shmata.
You can't be a shmata. You have to recognize what it is, and you can't let yourself be taken advantage of.
1,000%. I don't think that's what he means here.
No, I don't.
No, but I think sometimes.
I think it's important to make
the decision. Yes, that is an important hara. It's a fair hara. But I think what he's trying to drive home is that sometimes. First of all, for many reasons, people might be embarrassed, they mm-hmm. might be scared, they might not have the full, senses about them, in terms of how to repair the relationship mm-hmm. or fix whatever they did. So by reaching out that hand, we might be helping them do what they might want to. And I heard an unbelievable thing from one of my chavrusas. He told me that he heard from Rav Zev Kliskin. He writes a lot of these svarim and mm-hmm. The little guys and some big guys. So he told him he heard two pieces of advice. The second piece of advice he said was the most unbelievable marriage advice he ever heard. I think it relates very much to this. I don't give marriage advice, but it comes from Rav Kliskin, so then that's okay. So he said that when you and your wife have a fight, have something happen, he said you should each feel that it's 100% your responsibility to fix it. That's how you're going to fix things. If you each feel that the achray is on you 100% to fix what happened, then everything's going to work out. That's a little bit what he's talking about. Reach out, even though you think that you are right. You are right in the argument. Doesn't matter. You have to feel 100% achray to reach out. One or two more haras. I picked up this version of Tomer Devora with some very nice footnotes from Aaron David Goldberg from Tells, just a few miles away. There's some very nice haros. So not all these marmakomos, but some of these marmakomos come from there. So he quotes a medrash. The medrash Tanchum and Hazinu, which my bar mitzvah parsha, so it's always a good one. Says Uksiv Yisa Hashem Pano Veilecha. One pasuk says, this is obviously from Berachas Kohen. Kadosh Baruch Hu should show favor to you. Because of Echad Omer, Asher Lo Yisa Panim. God does not show favor. This is a stira. If God doesn't show favor, so why does Berachas Kohen say he should show favor to us? So it says, Osei Tshuva, No Se Lo Panim. It says, if you do Tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favor to you. Stam Azoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favor to people. Someone who does Tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows favor to that person. Yachol lechol, you might think that applies to everyone. Talmud Lomar, Eilecha velo l'uma me'akum. Okay, this is a little bit of a nuance that says no. You might think that applies to everyone. No, it only applies to you. And quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Kifsam re'ah lichi Yerushalayim l'man toshia Hashem asu tshuva. So this is a question in general. Does tshuva exist legabe non-Jews? So in here he says that. There are many makoros that seem to point to the fact that tshuva does exist by non-Jews. So what do you do with this medrash? It sounds like it's only for Jews. So he says an unbelievable vort. Ties right into what the Talmud Devorah is saying. He quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma, in source 4 here. And the Mishnah, right, famous statement by Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, praiseworthy are you, Bnei Yisrael, lefnei mi atem mitarim, mi mitahir eschem, Avichem Shabbat Shemayim, Shenemar, Vizorakti Alechem Mayim Torim Utaritem, Omer Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Ma Mikveh Metar Es Atameim, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Metar Es Yisrael. Right? So, what does he suggest? He suggests, what's his midah that he's, what are we talking about, over Al Pesha? That Akadosh Baruch Hu himself is Rochet Zavonos, erases the sins, cleanses the sins. He says, that aspect of tshuva only exists for Klal Yisrael. That Akadosh Baruch Hu himself, Bechvodo v'atzmo is osik in cleansing Bnei Yisrael, in offering them tshuva, in their fulfillment of tshuva. That is unique to Klal Yisrael. The concept of tshuva exists even by the Umos Olam, mm-hmm. but there it's not directly through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's through some other mediary, malachim, someone else, some other avenue. But Bnei Yisrael have this direct channel, something very very unique. That's what he suggests. I think it's not a bad word. He says that's what Rabbi Kiva is praising. I mean, what's he praising us? If everyone in the world is purified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's the Ashrechem Yisrael? No, Ashrechem Yisrael, because only Yisrael has this added level. As opposed to the Umas HaOlam. He closes the Talmud Dvar closes this midah with an interesting line. He says, "Umikan from here, Yisbayesh ha'adam l'shuv lachto, sheharei hamelech pa'atzmo rochets lichluch begadav." Says, and this knowledge should actually, on some level, cause embarrassed. Person should be embarrassed. It's a sin. Why? Because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be the one who's going to be Ozek in the Tzara. Meaning, if a person really internalized that, it's not like I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it, but then when I do tshuva, it's just sort of in some roundabout way. No, I have to own up to it from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way in. That's the only tshuva. Is via HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's going to, I'm going to have to sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I have to do tshuva, and I have to come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mamish embarrassing. And that's he points out in the footnotes here. That's also pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim, ki imstahach ki imcha slicha l'man tivarei, right? Slicha is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we should be afraid. That's why we should be embarrassed. Because the slicha, we have to go through that avenue. It's not a side thing that we can a side deal that we can work out. You know, I was trying to think of a mushel for this. I couldn't even. I said maybe I thought. Imagine you have someone who steals money from their parent. It's some type of situation. A person steals money from their parent, and then after they get caught, they have to own up, but they owe a lot of people money, and then they have to go. And you know who's going to be the one to help them pay back all those debts and all the people they stole from? That very same parent. I mean, think about how much more embarrassing that situation is. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you have to mamish face the person who stole from. So, lahakha of those, when we face a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's... Yeah. That's, so he asks the following kasha on the footnotes here. He says, why is it that specifically in this midah of overall pesha is it that embarrassment? Meaning, the earlier midah is that Hashem's patient with us, he doesn't punish us right away, right? He grants us time to do tshuva. So why are we embarrassed? Why dafka here
does the Moshe Cordovero involved in the chate? Hashem's still showing his chesed, his love towards somebody.
You're saying in the earlier midah?
Right.
Yeah, in the earlier midah, right. So yes, why is it that
it's
specifically
right.
Here? But I think it's the earlier midos speak about how Hashem's patient with us.
Well, here it's Hashem is cleaning you up.
Right, that's what he says. It's not just sormer. It's not just Hashem being passive, sheva al taseh. Hashem's actively purifying us. So how much greater is that embarrassment? I think that's what he says. But I think that's mistab. I think that makes sense. That it's a much greater level of embarrassment when Hashem's actively involved in the cleansing process.
Just say a
shekhar.
Take care.
See you
next week.
So it's just there's a certain imagery that it keeps coming back to here. He refers to the Talmud Torah refers to a to tzoas begadim. It sounds like very dirty, defiled clothing. So the imagery that he's invoking actually comes from the Navi. That's in source 6 here. The Navi in Zechariah. So Zechariah is one of the last Nevi'im. He's so Bayis Rishon, and post Bayis Rishon, pre Bayis Sheni. It's part of Chag Zechariah Malachi, that sort of final trio in Treyasar. Zechariah is one of the probably potentially the most complicated Navi because the Zechariah himself didn't understand the Nevuah. Zechariah gets a Nevuah and the Malach says, "Do you understand?" And he says, "No. Explain it to me, because I have no idea what's going on." So, it's hard enough to understand the Nevi'im when they understood what was going on. Here, Zechariah himself didn't understand what was going on. So it's really complicated to understand many of the Nevu'ahs in Zechariah. But this one we can I think, take a crack at. So this is the beginning of Perek Gimel in Zechariah. It says, Ve'ereni is in his Nevu'ah. Ve'ereni is Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol Omar Lefnei Malach Hashem Va'asotan Omar Ayimino Le'satno. So he saw Yoshua the Kohen Gadol of his day standing in front of an angel of God, and the Satan was on his side. Vayomer Hashem El HaSatan Yigar Hashem Becha HaSatan V'yigar Hashem Becha Havchar B'Yerushalayim Halo Ze'od Matzah Me'ish. Yeshua is wearing dirty, disgusting clothing. That's the imagery right here. Talmud Devarah. V'amad lefnei ha-malach. He was standing in front of the angel. V'ayan v'yomer el ha-umdim lefanov Remove those dirty, disgusting clothes. I've taken off, right? I've removed your sin. Right? You see this dirty clothing representing chait, and I've given you clean new clothing. And Rashi explains machlatzos, chalifos begadim, it's new clothes, noim, nice clothes, kilomar, zechuyos, merits. Of alafish, dima ha'avon lebegadim tzoim, dima ha'zechuyos, the machlatzos, begadim noam muvan. Since God, since in the nevuah, the avonos are compared to dirty, disgusting clothes, so mitzos are, you know, and tshuvas compared to the nice new clothes. There's a little more going on there in the nevuah, because Yeshua's children were intermarried, it says, so we have to push away those children. That was the begadim tzoim, and a little more going on, but that's not relevant. But I think it's just, you see, very often when we read Rishonim, this is just something in general, we don't always fully appreciate their commentary, because we don't realize that they draw from all over Tanakh. They draw phrases, words, play on words, and they all come from Tanakh. I think the prime example of this, or two examples that really come to mind, only because they're footnoted versions of their commentaries, that you can understand are Ramban ala Torah and Abarbanel ala Torah. Very often in the new footnotes and the commentaries, you read it and you just see they keep quoting psukim, because they're quoting phrases from Tanakh. They're invoking imagery from Tanakh. Mm-hmm. You know, so how much more could we meaning that we appreciate the commentaries because they're great commentaries. But we'd appreciate it so much more if we understood that it wasn't just Stam, a beautiful commentary, the words that came to mind. No, they were drawing from Tanakh the whole time, which is something that to appreciate even more. But like I said, this is a very important midah, because the Talmud Dvar in this point invokes this idea, Mikan Yisbayesh Ha'adam Lashuv Lachto. A person should feel a sense of busha by recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who's going to be offering, who's going to be cleansing him from the tshuva, and then the final step is incorporating into our own lives and reaching out to people who might not always have the words or the means or the sensitivity to repair even if it was their fault, to repair the damage. And sometimes offering them a helping hand, even if it's at a little bit at our own expense, that we were right in the situation. That's what the Talmud Dvar is discussing in the Midah Gimel of Ovar Al Pasha. Mirtz Hashem, next week we have a long Midah ahead of us. So, short this week, we'll pack it on to next week's Mirtz Hashem. Okay.